Australia's nearest neighbour, Papua New Guinea, is running out of money as it struggles with low commodity prices. PNG's Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, has come to Australia this week to sign a new deal for foreign aid. While Mr O'Neill denies his country is broke, economists suggest PNG is heading for a cash crisis, which could have implications for Australia. And he's foreshadowed a difficult decision with Malcolm Turnbull about the future for hundreds of refugees and asylum seekers on Manus Island. PNG correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
PNG is the largest economy in the Pacific Islands, but its government is struggling with a collapse in revenue. PNG Prime Minister Peter O'Neill.
The serious decline in world prices for our oil and gas and our minerals over the past 12 to 18 months has had serious impact in our economy.
But the PNG Prime Minister denies the government's economic policies have made things worse, instead blaming a culture of waste in the public service.
The only issue that we have been having in Papua New Guinea is that this culture of at the end of the year, the public servants go on a spending spree. This is a culture that we inherited from, from the Australian colonial, and we have taken it to the next level.
While it's now acknowledging its revenue problems, the Papua New Guinea government has been denying recent reports it's run out of cash. Public servants in PNG have complained they haven't been paid, health programs say they haven't got their promised funding, teachers are not getting allowances, and the government has been looking for credit. Economist Paul Flanagan is a former advisor to the PNG Treasury.
You're getting 80% of the income, you're spending 100%, you're building things up on a credit card, you're not paying certain bills, you're telling certain stories to people saying everything will be fine, but eventually unless you can get another bank loan, or unless you actually have a credible story about how you're reducing your expenditure, eventually you'll get caught out.
Prime Minister Peter O'Neill is in Australia to sign a new aid partnership between the two countries. It will target development, infrastructure and women's rights. Changes to Australian aid over the 40 years since Papua New Guinean independence have contributed to PNG's budget situation. PNG will get more than $500 million in aid from Australia this year, but Paul Flanagan says the country used to receive a much larger share, and more of it went directly to fund government spending.
And part of the economic challenges that PNG faces currently are because the Australian aid program has been cut back so much, and it's been moved out of budget support and into program aid.
In its last budget, Papua New Guinea promised dramatic cuts to education and health spending, but few observers believe they'll be able to follow through. The country is relying on a sovereign bond issue later this year to raise $1 billion. But financial organisations say there's little appetite for that type of investment and have described the task of raising the money as challenging. Paul Flanagan says Australia should be concerned that PNG's financial problems could eventually lead to civil unrest.
Development isn't going to go as well as hoped in PNG. That eventually impacts on stability and that contract between citizens and government. And there are risks that PNG may become more unstable as a result of a lack of development that flows from poor economic management.
In this week's aid talks, Peter O'Neill says he'll be asking the Australian government for more access to Australian markets for PNG goods. But he's also flagged discussions with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull about the future of the Manus Island Detention Centre.
The Manus Island Refugee Centre is a problem that I inherited from the previous government, just like our current government inherited from the previous Australian governments. But we have a responsibility to make sure it works.
Peter O'Neill says Australia will have to help PNG pay for the cost of refugee resettlement, something Australia says has already been funded under the existing agreement. And Mr O'Neill says hosting the detention centre has hurt PNG's image internationally and it needs to eventually be closed.
Yes, it has done a lot more damage for Papua New Guinea than anything else. You know, our communities have been accused of many things. At some stage, of course, we need to close the centre. These people cannot remain in Manus forever.
That's PNG's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill ending to Eric Torchek's report.